I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama is making friendly overtures to the Muslim world. World Bible Translation Center's Eric Feldman mirrored that goodwill with a trip to the Middle East and the release of the easy-to-read Arabic Bible. It's a great tool because
it's going to allow the person on the street who's not familiar with Christianity to read and understand the scriptures with the purpose of coming to know Jesus Christ.
Which will help dispel misconceptions about who Christians are and what they believe. WBTC already has a demand for 50,000 copies. There's a harvest coming. You can help them ready the Bibles. Our website has more. Next, a wood stove is saving money for a children's home in Romania. An Indiana church sent the stove after learning the gas bill was the home's biggest expense. Cami Kismaru of Kids Alive International says the money saved could provide educational materials for the 10 girls at the home and send them to camp.
By saving money on our heating bills, we can spend the money to help the children and to provide for them different ways of growing spiritually and knowing God.
And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism says indigenous ministry works. Their partner, the Asia Baptist Theological Seminary, owned by Cornerstone University, reports a new student who's an Aborigine who has planted two churches among his people in Australia. He dreams of being able to teach Bible college modules in the Australian outback. However, registration and accreditation is costly and difficult. Pray the team will have approval in hand in time for the November classes. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's a story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.